Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grube. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds strikes out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Grubb reaches second base with a double. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Grubb moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Seeds reaches second base with a double. Grubb scores. Lyons moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lyons scores. Seeds moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, White Sox. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seeds scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Kramer throws the ball into Dykes, who tags Fothergill trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Sullivan goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seeds throws the ball into Hayes, who tags Williams trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling strikes out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 0 in the game. Lyons strikes out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Seeds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyons covering, for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, White Sox. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kress moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Haas. Appling reaches second base with a double. Kress scores. It's 7-0, White Sox. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop pinch hits for Lefty Grove. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop strikes out. one out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Majeski now catching. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Seeds hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Liz Funk now playing center field. Bob Seeds now playing left field. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Rice now playing shortstop. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 3 in the game. Blue strikes out. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Majeski and he is safe. Appling steals second. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Grubb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hayes. The throw from Majeski and he is out, Rice applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.